This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-453. SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that awaits you there. You can go and download shows. You can get interactive with other listeners. Lots of different things to do at freetalklive.com. In fact, the site is just, it's got so many features, it can be a little overwhelming. So take your time with it. freetalklive.com. As we're going to continue here, going to your phone calls, I want to apologize to the guys on hold here. Some of them holding as long as like nearly a half an hour. Apparently there was a flash crash. We use a phone system that allows us to remotely control the hardware at our network. Our network's located in Minnesota. And we're in New Hampshire. So they've got the phone system over there where they're screening your calls, put you on hold, and we get to see who's on hold through a shockwave flash application that is basically, you know, it's an internet-based connection. And flash had crashed without me being aware of it. It had still kind of shown a static picture of the empty, what I thought was empty phone screening process there, but turns out three guys were on hold. So let's go right to the phones, and to the phone we'll go to Bobby, calling from Lakeland, Florida, listening via Zia on his Android. Hey,
how
Bobby.
You doing, Ian?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, on the intellectual property, I have a friend, and he has cable, and he has HBO and Showtimes, but sometimes, like on Sunday or other, like or Wednesdays, like when some of these shows comes on, he's at work, or he's got to do something, and, you know, he's not at home, and so he downloads the episodes that he misses. I don't see how that's stealing.
Yeah, I mean, how is it different anyway from you know, grabbing the episode from a friend, watching it at a friend's house, or...
Well, at that point, you're watching the commercials would be the claim.
You can always hit the fast-forward button. And don't they have the TiVo boxes now that actually have a jump-forward where you can jump 30 seconds at a time and just jump right through a commercial break?
I've got some kind of box like that, and it doesn't allow you to do the 30-second jump, but we do fast-forward. I mean, you get very, very good at doing 2X to 3X, and then wham, you stop. I mean, I'm pretty good. I don't have to watch those commercials between the Big Bang Theory.
You just think you're good because they adjust for everybody. They jump back a little bit.
They do a jump back. But you get used to that, too.
And it's great, and it makes us all think we're smart.
Bobby?
Yeah, and I was wondering, is there a statute of limitations if they can come after you? Like, say you download something 5 years ago. Can they still come after you? And, is it like a jailable offense? Like, can they put you in prison for it, or is it just
doubtful.
Like they just fine you?
It's doubtful. I don't recall ever hearing of stories where people have been imprisoned for it.
But they do give you that threat in front of every movie that, Interpol, 5 years or $500,000 or whatever the term number is.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it has happened. We just, you know, haven't come across that news. Certainly, if you know of a story, you're welcome to share it with us at 855-453. But generally, the cases have been civil cases in that people are ordered to pay a certain amount of money to whatever company holds the copyright on the songs.
And really, they're just going to be filing bankruptcy or something like that because they're never going to pay these sums.
And how many of those cases, I mean, I'm just asking, I don't know, how many of the cases that have occurred, like, you know, the one where grandma took the fall for her grandson downloading some music on her computer, one of those ridiculous cases. And how many of those cases were there actual jury convictions in a courtroom versus how many people got really nervous because all these corporate attorneys were coming after them with big sounding words and long indictments and scary court things, right? Like, how many people took the plea or settled, I guess it would be called a settlement in this case. It wouldn't be a plea deal because it's not criminal charges, but how many people would have taken the settlement so as to avoid going to court? I don't know. I mean, how many people have actually been found guilty? It must have happened.
Must have.
But I feel like
that's your limitation.
I don't. I have no idea. I'm certainly no attorney, so I don't know who you would ask about that. I guess it would be like a copyright attorney or something like that. But I wouldn't really worry about it, Bobby. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that, and I've been loving the show, and thank you guys, and I found it very enjoyable, and I like how you guys are on every night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And you're right, we are on every single night, including weekends.
Free Talk Live provides content.
7 nights per week. Probably one of 2 radio shows that actually does that. Coast to Coast would be the other one that I can think of. They've been doing it for a long time. But yeah, 7 nights a week live, 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. Now, actually, his subject line, he changed what he was talking about. He had wanted to talk about Gary Johnson. Why isn't he in the debates? Well, just a quick answer to that. It's because Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, and other third-party participants in the presidential election are kept out of the debates for obvious reasons. They're not interested in talking to those folks, the Republicans and Democrats. They're not interested in having anybody come in there and challenge the war on drugs, challenge, you know, the status quo in any way, shape, or form. In fact, there was a leak recently, and I have this in show prep for tonight. I don't think we're going to get into details. But if you go to Gawker.com, G-A-W-K-E-R, Gawker.com, there's a leaked debate agreement that, that apparently Romney and Obama have come to a 21-page memorandum of understanding with the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Well, you knew they were going to have an agreement, right? I mean, it had to happen.
It's they're not permitted to ask each other questions. Here, just give you a quick rundown, point by point, of some of the things that are included in this 21-page agreement. The candidates shall not address each other with proposed pledges. So, you know, one of the candidates can't say, well, I pledge to do X, Y, and Z, and I ask you, sir, will you pledge to do the same? Can't do that. At no time during the October 3rd first presidential debate shall either candidate move from his designated area, being the respective podium. For the October 16th town hall style debate, which is, I guess, happening right now, the moderator will not ask follow-up questions or comment on either the questions asked by the audience or the answers of the candidates during the debate. The audience members shall not ask follow-up questions or otherwise participate in the extended discussion, and the audience member's microphone shall be turned off after he or she completes asking the questions.
So, yeah, this is the one thing that I really dislike, is that the idea that you're somehow or another communicating with the public when the public gets to ask you a question but doesn't get to follow up the question.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get to go up there and give your answer, they ignore it, they talk around it, they do the politicians speak, and they do all kinds of things. I mean, you know,
they'll spew a lot of words, but they won't actually
answer. Raise my taxes, and then they'll do, you know, they go off and talk about, well,
yeah, they come on with their own message and their own agenda, and they're going to deliver that regardless of the questions that they get asked.
The audience members, again, they'll be turned on, microphones will be turned off. The commission shall take appropriate steps to cut off the microphone of any audience member who attempts to pose any question or statement different than that previously posed to the moderator for review.
Mm.
So all of these questions are selected very carefully.
Right. So as if this is somehow, you know, the normal people asking questions of the candidates. It's not normal people. They're just people. I mean, you know, okay, so they came up with their own question, and it's been passed through and vetted, and then it came back to them. The people that they want to have ask questions, they're going to get to ask questions. The people they don't want to ask, whatever questions it is, they're not going to ask questions. That's not the public asking questions. It's the same as the moderator asking questions. It's the same as the candidates asking questions to themselves.
All right, so there's a full 21 pages over at Gawker if you really are into reading legally sounding agreements. 855-450-FREE. We go right back into your calls. And then there's actually news about the debate tonight. The Green Party candidate has been arrested. We'll explain that here in a moment. Dave, listening in Youngstown, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, I can understand how you might put out your stuff for free because I've done something very similar to that. I used to be for about 20 years a member and an active participant in something called the Society for Creative Anachronism, which is a medieval recreation group.
Right. Okay.
And one of the things that I was
How's that different from somebody who goes and works at a Ren fair, like a Renaissance fair?
That's a completely commercial thing. The SCA is not. You go in and actually recreate a persona. You do heraldry, you do skills and crafts, you do them, though. The public doesn't come in.
Gotcha.
You also create anachronisms within your costumes? Do you mix and match stuff?
Really, it's anachronistic only to today.
Okay.
All right, what was the name of the organization?
Society for Creative Anachronism.
So stand by. I want to hear more about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the Society for Creative Anachronism. We will hear more about that. Take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system, wherein you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's free for you. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Economy is a little shaky. Federal Reserve's printing money. Well, they're not actually printing it. They're just creating money out of thin air. Lots of it, to the tune of $40 billion every month. QE3 or QE Infinity, whatever you want to call it. The only protection you've got is some kind of hard asset, whether that hard asset is currency or, you know, some kind of commodity, that kind of thing. And you can get, what are the easiest to possess and hold on to are precious metals. You can get them at gold.freetalklive.com. There you'll get some of the best prices. You'll help Free Talk Live at the same time, and you'll get the precious metals you want and, frankly, your family needs, because that's where the smart money is right now. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, more coming up about the presidential candidates arrested at the debate tonight. We'll explain that. But first, to your calls, your thoughts. Terry in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard y'all talking about earlier about patents and all that, and I kind of had some questions for you that I wanted to bring up.
All right.
You know, what does... I kind of want to know if y'all have some suggestions for, like, a poor working stiff like me. I mean, I have several ideas that I'd like to bring to market. But, you know, out of kind of, I guess I have that kind of fear of, you know, I can't afford to go out and hire a patent attorney. I can't, you know, even the copyright in itself, if you want to trademark something, you know, to trademark a name or whatnot, seems to be so expensive that it's virtually impossible for somebody who's working 40 hours, you know, 50 hours a week and raising a family of six to try to get an idea out and get a product on the market. I mean, some of my ideas would be probably real competitive with some big corporations. Like, you know, I have one idea that's for the baby market.
Terry,
you know,
hold
idea
that thought. I have to apologize. I totally screwed up. Hang on. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. Dave was on the line in Youngstown, and I totally blew it, Dave, and did not bring you back on right in the beginning of the segment there.
So I saved you, Dave.
Yeah, Mark totally saved you. So,
you should have seen the expression on your face, Ian.
We're going to get back to... We're going to get back to Terry here in a moment. Hopefully he'll be understanding about it. But you had called about the, let's see.
Society for Creative Anachronism.
Thank you. The Society for Creative Anachronism.
Having to do with, you know, intellectual property law.
Is it kind of a thing that you do alone, or you do with a group of people?
There's probably 60,000 people worldwide in this thing.
But what you're doing is you're kind of reenacting things from history. No,
we're recreating history. At any rate,
what that means.
We're going to have to know about that.
You go in and you recreate, for instance, combat. You recreate costume garb. You recreate cooking techniques. But you put them together in ways that probably would not have happened, actually, in history. So none of us are called King Arthur or, you know, whatever like that. It's not like a reenactment of a Civil War battle. Go in and recreate, not just reenact, but recreate.
So you attempt to use whatever sort of tools and implements and clothing styles and garbs that they might have had at the time, but you act like you might, you attempt to act like you might have acted at the time, but you understand that there's no way that you can, you know, operate as if you don't know things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. I'm still a little confused. So
I'm confused why you guys don't let the public interview this stuff.
Because it's a participatory thing.
Okay. I mean,
how many people are getting together to have one of these sessions?
The largest event annually is probably about 10,000 people.
Hokey smokes.
There are local things throughout the year.
And what are they doing at this? I mean, this is a giant, what year are they recreating?
They dance. They do heraldry, and this brought me into the intellectual property because I have an interest in heraldry.
And what is that?
Heraldry, coats of arms, for example.
Oh, okay.
Personal coats of arms and everything that goes with it.
Like, so all the family icons and things like that.
And ceremony that might be had in courts, for instance, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I was very interested in it, and when I got into it after a few years, people were telling me, well, we don't really have a lot of information. We don't really have a lot of information. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. And I couldn't believe that. So I went and I did the research. I eventually wrote up a bibliography of heraldic materials. And I did this because I was interested in it. And I was interested in getting that out to the other people who were my friends, who were who I was working with.
Okay.
And I published it to, I think it was called NetNews back then, news groups anyway. And I did it in parts because you can only put so much per post. And when it was all over, a couple days after it was all on there, I had somebody from, you're going to like this, they're from a publisher called Outlaw Press, and they wanted to publish all this work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I went back online to the same groups, and online I released that work to the public domain, and it was eventually published. So I can understand how you guys can release everything for free because you want your message to get out. Same with me. I wanted all this information to get to the people who were also interested in the same things I was.
Mm-hmm.
So quite understandable. I really understand. And then I believe Thomas Jefferson invented a number of things having to do with agriculture, and I think he did patent one or two or three of them, but there were more like a dozen that he actually just said, okay. He went to the next-door neighbor and said, hey, look what I just invented, so that the whole society could use it. So the idea is not new at all.
No, and it's a good idea because ideas should be free. That way other people can build off of them. That's how all, you know, wealth is, most wealth is created. You know, you start with natural resources, you add your brain power to it, and you create some new thing. And then other people can use natural resources, their brain power, and the new thing to create new ideas and new things on top of that. So all the wonderful things that we have today are built on a foundation of other ideas that have come before that. And if people were able to restrict the use of those ideas, we wouldn't have near as much wonderful, comfortable things that we enjoy in our life, and so it's very helpful. But even if we weren't just looking to get out our message, the ideas of liberty, even if we were just looking to do, a commercially successful radio program that totally panders to the least common denominator, or whatever it would be that we might do, wouldn't we still want our show to be heard by as many people? In the same way, artists, wouldn't they want their music to be heard by as many people as possible? The freemium model allows the product to get to as many people as possible, and then in the hopes that those people will value it enough to purchase the product or ancillary products like T-shirts and CDs or whatever might be sold surrounding the initial product. So,
I mean,
are you
something funny?
Yeah.
I used to do a flea market on Sunday, and there was a time when I was going to tear down. I was going to take everything home. I wasn't going to do it anymore. Gas prices were very high. So one Sunday, because you usually left it there during the week, I put everything out on the tables for free. Anybody could come by, pick up whatever they wanted, didn't make any difference. You know what? I made $20 that day.
Not too shabby, Dave. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. And if Terry sticks with us, we'll get back to him in a moment here. We're about to, screw it up again. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, and they include things like our news updates. Get signed up. It will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via Facebook or Twitter. You'll get the most interactivity with Free Talk Live on those websites. In that, during the show, we will hoot, as it's called, which means we'll post simultaneously to Twitter and Facebook, sometimes questions, sometimes observations, show prep, etc. And, of course, you're free to interact there. Also, the email list is available at news.freetalklive.com, which is the best way to get all of the news about Free Talk Live without the kind of in-show chatter. So if you want just the news, sign up for the news list at news.freetalklive.com, and then also you can find the Twitter and Facebooks there to get even more than just the news about Free Talk Live. So once again, go to news.freetalklive.com. Terry is on the line, and Terry, hopefully you can forgive me. I totally screwed up the calls earlier, and now you're back. You were talking about patents. You had some questions about them, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, what I was
was saying was, you know, I'm just a working man. I don't have a whole lot of money, you know, especially in this economy. I have lots of ideas that I'd like to bring to market. You know, four in particular that I know a couple of them would be, you know, highly competitive with some of the big corporations, such as, you know, stuff for the baby industry. I also have, you know, an app I'd like to bring out and just different stuff, you know, some toys and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, just working stiff, how do you go about, you know, what suggestions would you guys have to for someone to try to bring something out? I mean, you know, like I was saying, patents or trademarks or all that is so expensive to even try to get started or try to get a trademark.
Well, this goes right back to what Mark was saying earlier when we had the caller earlier who was like, I'm a conservative libertarian and I think patents are a great idea because it helps innovation. And your example is a perfect real-life example of how the patenting system gets in the way of innovation and is intimidating. I can't relate because I've never done the research, but it sounds like you have. I can relate in a different way that I've researched what it takes to start a radio station, and it's a crazy labyrinth of regulations and fees and applications, and you need to have an attorney to make sense of it all, and that's really what this is all about. The patents aren't so much about protecting the inventor as they are about giving work to attorneys. I mean, really, that's essentially the gist of patent law is that you can't navigate this system as an average person. It's so confusing, you have to have an expert. Now, I don't know if you have to. Maybe there's some other way that you can do it. But, I can't be of much assistance to you besides commiserating in that you're not the only person who's going through this. It's not just people that are inventors. It's people that want to run their own business. Just trying to start a business can be daunting. Trying to figure out what all the paperwork is that you allegedly need or the permits and the bribes that you have to pay. It's very difficult.
Well, you know, I mean, I've caught bits and pieces before on not just your show but other shows where I've always missed out on what the information is. I know that there's some things out there, community-type programs as far as, like, internet, you know, where people get together and they help get ideas to market and stuff like that. I didn't know if you guys were familiar with that.
That's where
like
I would look.
Or,
I mean, I would start by searching, you know, I would start by Googling for something like how to be a successful inventor. But here's what I would avoid. I can tell you what to avoid, and this is something that we learned several years ago on Free Talk Live from somebody. I'm going to turn you down just a little bit there. There's a lot of noise in your line. But something that we learned on this show from somebody who had the experience at going through this was those patents. There are companies out there, excuse me, that will market themselves to you as though, inventors, call us now for your free patent guide. You call 1-800-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666- you can make the most money possible off your invention. We'll help you every step of the way. We're on your side, inventors. And I don't know what the name brand is, but there was one of them that was advertising pretty heavily on television and radio many, many years ago.
I remember those commercials.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't mean that every one of those places is a bunch of crooks, but...
It doesn't mean that they're crooks. However, buyer beware in this case. The way they work, as I understand it from what we were told by somebody that allegedly went through this process, is that they'll sell themselves to the inventors.
No, somebody did go through the process, and we know.
Oh, right, okay. So, anyway, the way it works is you sign up with this company, you sign some agreements, and they're going to agree to market the invention at trade shows and things like that. Oh, we love your invention. This is great. Yeah, come on board. We'll market it for you, and it may cost a little bit of money, but it's gonna make it big. We just know this is gonna be great. And so then they come back to you later on after allegedly putting this money into
whatever they've done
into marketing that you've apparently consented to. Taking it to trade shows, and it costs money to go to trade shows. It costs money to print up brochures and make I guess pre-pieces or pre-release kind of product. So they go through all this, and then they come back to the inventor and they say, "Oh, Terry, we're sorry. It just didn't work out. I mean, we spent all this money $8,000, Terry, we spent all this money, and we went and we marketed it, and just nobody bit. We couldn't get any manufacturers to bite on this. Tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We know you don't have a lot of money, because this is what they're marketing to, right? They're marketing to the poor inventor who's just trying to, make it. And look, Terry, we know that you don't have a lot of money. How about this? We'll go ahead and waive the $8,000 fee if you go ahead and sign over the intellectual rights to your invention. Terry, what do you say? We'll just go ahead and waive the fee, and then, you know, we're just going to sit on this. I mean, you know, maybe it'll be something in the future, but it just doesn't look like the market's ready for it right now. What do you think?
Yeah, that's about how most scams work.
Right, so
and then what they do after that, now they've got your intellectual property, the patent behind it,
right.
And then they just go sue anybody who has anything that looks similar to it, and that's how they make their money.
They're called patent trolls.
Right, it's just a lawyer and company. It's not a internet, it's not an invention company.
No, and how, you know, how successfully they or how strongly they actually attempted to market the product is up for question, but ultimately the result is the inventor leaves dejected from the whole process. Like, they just spent all this time, all this effort. This was their grand idea, and now nothing came out of it. They feel like they've lost. They feel like they've failed. Even maybe the invention would have worked had it been marketed properly. Maybe had a real marketer set forward for it. It would have worked out, but these guys were scamming people, essentially. And it's all completely legal.
Right, and they don't have any intention of creating this stuff anyway. They're just going to wait around for somebody else to create it. And then
or for the inventor to go out and try to recreate it, and then they'll go after the inventor.
Yep, they just go around suing people.
So that's all I can really tell you is be careful out there. There are predators who are looking to get your ideas and sit on them and then prevent them from ever coming to market.
One more question, and I'll take your answer off there. How do you feel versus your trademark, you know, I mean, versus patent? I mean, do you kind of feel that's pretty much along the same lines as the patent? I mean, as far as if somebody wanted to trademark a specific brand name, what have you.
No, I think a trademark is
out there.
Thank you, Terry, for the call and thoughts.
I think a trademark is a legitimate thing. I mean, it is, you know, it's something you do in order to brand your company and so that people can recognize it. And I think if somebody uses a trademark, your trademark, that they're lying to your customers. They're defrauding your customers and that your customers in that circumstance have the right to they have a tort.
I don't know if I agree with that. What about, local example, Mark, there's a place in Massachusetts called Denny's.
Okay.
And it is not the Denny's you're thinking of.
Okay.
It is a restaurant.
So trademark is a word, Ian. Just because some restaurant opens up and calls themselves Ian's doesn't mean you have to change your name.
Okay. So I could call something Coca-Cola and that'd be fine with you?
I think that you're going to have trouble with Coca-Cola's lawyers over it, but all in all...
I'm asking you, Mark, not their lawyers.
Yeah, like if you make a can that has block letters that don't look anything like Coke and it's...
Stand by. Let's continue this conversation in a moment. What if I use one of their old logos? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting InstaFlex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. What we'll do is we'll take $5 a month in from you and then invest that money into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations. In fact, going to have a new station to announce here in the next couple of days. Excited about that. It's actually going to be not that new because we've had them before. So one of our affiliates is coming back to rejoin the Free Talk Live happy family of over 110 radio station affiliates across the country. So we'll tell you more about that once that actually occurs. And actually, this hour of the show should be heard on our new affiliate tomorrow if everything goes well. So, hey, we'll officially announce things once everything's confirmed. But it's the AMP program that makes this happen. It's the AMP program that sends Mark and myself to industry conventions where we get to schmooze with the industry bigwigs. And actually, it was at an industry convention many years ago on the West Coast that I had met the program director for this very radio station. So going to those events and being able to press the flesh as it is with people makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
It really does make an impact. And it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes that possible. You get perks too, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcasts, forum. You get your name on our wall of amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Breaking news. The candidate for the Green Party has been arrested, along with her running mate, outside of Hofstra University this evening after an attempt to enter the debate grounds. And there's video footage of the arrest happening here. Jill Stein is her name. We've mentioned her a couple times in, you know, conversations we've had about third parties in this country and how they're being shut out of the debates. And I have to say that Gary Johnson, I don't know if he was invited to be part of this protest, but if he was and said no, he dropped the ball on this. This could have been some good publicity for him had he been there with Jill Stein. Do you remember back in 2004, Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate, and David, whoever he was, David, the Green Party candidate, David, I forget his last name, but anyway, both the Libertarian and the Green Party candidate, what's that?
Cobb?
Yeah, that sounds like it. Both Libertarian and Green Party candidates for president in 2004's election were arrested for a similar trying to get into the debates crime, and I don't know whether they charge them with disorderly conduct or something like that.
It'd have to be.
But
something like that.
You know, that's a good way to get your name into the press. In this case, headlines are popping up all over the place talking about Jill Stein and how she was arrested at the debate. And it's obviously a ridiculous example of the police state and how, you know, these peaceful people are simply being arrested for being somewhere that the state people, the government, Republicans and Democrats don't want them to be. They're a threat. Their existence is essentially a threat to the event itself, apparently. And so they're stopping them physically from going in there. Now, in the footage, the candidates are seen outdoors somewhere, so they're not even yet inside. They didn't even make it to the actual debate arena.
It's like they've got some kind of restraining order. They can't even come near the debate.
According to Stein's campaign press statement, this is from HuffingtonPost.com, Stein and her running mate Sherry Honkala joined supporters outside of the Hofstra campus at 2, where Stein declared, We are here to bring the courage of those excluded from our politics to this mock debate, this mockery of democracy. When they started to walk onto the debate grounds, they were stopped by police officers, and then the two women sat down on the ground. Student-run news organization Long Island Report posted a video of them sitting with an officer arguing, "You're blocking traffic," after Honkala stated, "We want to practice our First Amendment rights."
Apparently he blocked them from coming on, though.
That's right. The police can be seen removing the women from the ground and leading them away. Now, they did not, from my observation of the video, they did not resist arrest. When the police came to remove them, they willingly got up and went with them. So if there are charges in this case, I don't imagine resisting arrest will be included in those charges. We've yet to get the details on that. But according to the campaign,
they toss out resisting arrest. Well, you thought about not liking being arrested, so that's resisting.
They were then arrested. Press contact Glenn Turner confirmed to Huffington Post that Stein was arrested and as of early Tuesday evening was still in jail, charged with disorderly conduct. Mm. Earlier in the day, Stein told Philadelphia Weekly that despite some butterflies in her stomach, she says, "We're prepared to be arrested in the service of democracy and a future that serves us all." Now, of course, I'm no fan of the idea of democracy. It's just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. But all that said, I can appreciate what Ms. Stein and her running mate have done in this case, and that is they made a stand for something they believed in, and that is open debates. Allowing other people?
I can't imagine how anybody disagrees with this. I mean, really? You don't want to hear your presidential candidates debate against some other people with some other ideas?
Hofstra's where she was at the presidential debate tonight.
That's correct. That's where it's happening tonight.
Well, you got to have rules about who's going to be in the debate, and she is not included. That university, Hofstra University, is not hers. Maybe she
might
pay
as well
for it,
be. It's government funded.
Yeah. Okay. But she has no control over Hofstra University.
The Commission on Presidential Debates is an organization founded by Republicans and Democrats. I mean, this is a public event.
I agree with you, Johnny, that they've made the exclusion look as legitimate as they can. But who do you think's being harmed here? Not the Green Party and not the Libertarian Party. It's the American people. They're just getting the choice between two crap sandwiches, and it's being called fair and just.
I don't know what to tell her. It's just something that I wouldn't do.
You wouldn't do this?
You know why?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't try to crash a debate.
Why?
Because I don't think there's any hope for people who take the debate seriously and who take the things that people say at these debates
You're
seriously.
You're saying so if someone's watching this debate, they're not even somebody you want to market to?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't agree.
I disagree entirely. I mean, the people that found Ron Paul, there's a lot of them that have picked up and moved for the Free State Project. A lot of them have come across the ideas of liberty.
Because they saw him on TV, right?
Essentially somebody who would be watching the debate. I mean, it's the same kind of person.
You never know who you're going to reach. I mean, these are well watched, these debates, and
there were more people watching I think it was a fifth of the Super Bowl or something like that. I don't know. The last debate was well watched.
There are a number of people that watch these things, and it doesn't mean that everyone watching is some vacuous moron who is not, you know, going to be interested in the things that someone else might say. And I think that in her case, this was a brilliant campaign move. Now, we know from past examples it's not going to be enough to help her in the vote totals, probably. I mean, not any significant amount. But it is a way for her to get publicity for her campaign, and therefore her ideas and the Green Party's ideas in this case. People are going to see this story, and they're going to want to know, wait, what? There's another presidential candidate? I mean, there are people out there whose paradigms are so restricted as far as politics are concerned that they don't even know there are third parties. So to do something that puts you on the radar like this, I fully support politicians doing more of this. I wish we saw more disobedient politicians. I mean, you talk about mixing the activism forms. What a neat idea, because a lot of times people in politics don't like the idea of civil disobedience and vice versa. But, you know, I think you can combine the two to a great effect. Because if you have that figure, you know, if you've got that national renown to some extent and you engage in civil disobedience, it becomes more newsworthy simply because of who you are.
Does anybody know who's hosting tonight's presidential debate?
Hofstra University. I'm not sure if you mean like a corporation sponsor.
I mean like
or
a media.
Usually NPR is there. If you're looking to tune into it, NPR usually attends and broadcasts all of them.
This debate was watched by 58 million people.
The last one or this one tonight?
The last. No, it's markedly declining after that. But the first one, where supposedly Mitt Romney won, was watched by 58 million people. That's like a sixth.
That's huge.
Or somewhere, you know, it's of the voting public, it's a tremendous
amount.
It's
probably like a quarter of the potential voting or more.
Oh, you mean potential? The potential ones aren't going to vote, though. So, I mean, You're probably going to have maybe 150,000 people vote in this election.
Million.
What's that? 150 million people vote in this election, and 58 million watched it. That's, to me, that says that's a good thing, and that's a platform that the ideas of liberty should be on.
Stein advocates have been upset over her exclusion from the main debates. According to Politico, the Bipartisan Commission on Presidential Debates stipulates that a candidate must garner at least 15% in national polls in order to participate. And there are other stipulations on there as well, but that's the big one. That's the hurdle that you're just not going to get over. And they know it, and that's why they set that bar so high. So if Ms. Stein or Gary Johnson could possibly poll at 15% or greater, then they could, in theory, be allowed into these debates. But, of course, oh, yeah, the polling organizations don't even ask about them. I've had two polling organizations call me on the landline here in the studio, and not a single one of them gave me Jill Stein or Gary Johnson as a choice. It was either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or other, or in the first case, it was just Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. There is no choice for a third-party candidate, so how the hell are they supposed to poll at 15% in the first place? See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe! It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.